Sof Chasmas.
This is a mitzvah, the Sameach Chasma Kala. The Rakel of Name Lemushi Kana. The Chasuda is a mitzvah, the Sameach Chasma Kala. And it says even somebody who's Torah Menasai has a chiv to go to Chasm and Vatantam in Torah for Chaskala by Sameis. And the question is, we discuss what I mean if we go to Chasma. Is a Valtown Terrace, so Mrs. Chasma Kala, so every single night you go around. So there are people who do that, every single day, but the question is, they're saying Chasma Kala, they did, but like about him, the question is, why I'm crazy to go to Chasma. So this is a machlaik, it's over here, on the pages, that maybe the only mitzvah is if you see the Chasma Kala, it says, Dafka, Kishiroin, Shinach, and Chopin. You see the Chasma, then there's a chiv to go, but just because you know that there's a Chasma meditation on the Bolton Board, you should. Well, it could be not mechiv to go. The Bishmos says no. Just like by the Vaya, the Lach is, even though you don't see it, you mechiv. So too by Chasna, he says, if you know there's a Chasna, then the Chari should have to go. And the question is, why Taka don't we have to go to all Chasna? So Berkut says in Mahalach, so the Rambam says when you're doing all mitzvahs Chesed, in Vatim Talmud Torah for all things, so the Rambam says, Lashon, V'yachzol Talmud Torah. That you're involved in Talmud Torah, and but tonight you're able to go back and learn. Because even though we're involved in Talmud Torah, do all the mitzvahs, because Talmud Torah is not the you don't say it's a mitzvah, but a mitzvah, but it's tonight the yachzal of Talmud Torah. Chanan Reis Vadaik, that the only time we say involved in Talmud Torah, do all the mitzvahs, if Shad is, if you're able to go back and learn, because Mamash is going to take you out of your learning, then you're not mechuyev to involved in Talmud Torah. So, very good says that if you go to Chas every single night, that's going to affect your overall shtag, overall learning. So you have to have some type of gather of who you go to in order that it won't affect your overall steiging, and just keep to that gather. Why? That's going to affect your steiging, no?
Over time, that night, every day, or over the course of time, maybe?
Both, yeah. If it's going to affect your aliyah in ruchnius, aliyah in learning, that you keep having to get interrupted. So then, Shazam wants to come by Chasni. So, like, what are you doing here? He's a close friend of mine. So Shamzam said, if I would have gone to my friend's chasna when I was your age, I would do Shamzam. He said, now when we go to chasna, so my friends have to stay for hours and say chasna kala. I have to come 2 minutes. In fact, that I'm here, that's m'sameach. That's m'sameach chasna kala. Why don't you go through the process of chasna, just understand the basic issues, what's going on, and how it works. So each is mekadesh, mishnah kedushin, kesef shtar and bia. Batsim, you can take a quarter and along with the pruta and kalash ish, and it works. The meaning nowadays is that Rama already brings down in some in Chavav. The meaning is that we're makadish dafka with the ring, and he says that why do we do it? He says that yishle in tam b'tikune zayar alpi soid alpi zayar. There's a reason to do dafka ring. There's a meches chinuch which says that says Inyam Mekadosh with a ring is that she'll have a reminder that she's always married. Because she's making a bris and you have something on her finger to be a constant reminder that they always married. Therefore, there are people who talk to Rav Mack but never take off their ring because of that. And also Inyam of the chinuch, but he says that's what Inyam Mekadosh with the ring in order to be reminded that you're married. Now, when you give a ring, the wedding band's very plush of a ring. There's nothing fancy about it. What's the reason why? That's again the Vav, the Zion. The Gemara says that if you have something which needs evaluation, and you give her something, a diamond, she has no idea how much a diamond is worth. The diamond ring you give your wife, right? Or the kalash, she has no idea how much it's worth. Doesn't look real, fake, and whatever. So the Gemara says that if something which needs a shuma, she might think it's really worth more. So therefore, being that she might think that's really worth more than the value. So something which the value is not clear, you need a shuma before you have a kedusha. So therefore, the Rishonim made an above design that passes some laman aleph that in kitchen with David ain't became b'shumasim. Something which people are not bucking in the shuma. Padam tovah harbe, avanam tovah magolius, and you say harbe kedusha b'zeh. So if kedusha is not chal until you do a shuma, until you evaluate it, so you go to the jeweler, it's not going to be chal. And the Beis Shmuel brings down that it's not going to work. If you do it now and you go to the jeweler after, it's not going to work. As Rishas Maisha has to know how much it's worth. And therefore, that's what the minig is. We do a tabash and b'evin. We give a pasha the ring that she can't make any mistakes. Sometimes she doesn't need shumla. That's why we give a pasha the ring. Also, the minig is we cover the kala's face so she shouldn't really see the ring, so she can't make any mistakes. And we ask the edim, is it worth a pruta? Under the chuppah, and they see it's worth a pruta. And we're telling everyone we cash with a pruta, nothing more than that, in order that there shouldn't be any complications. Now, the chassan has to own the ring. He has to buy the ring, he has to own the ring. How's the ring become his? What? Okay, so if he buys it with his own money, so very nice. He buys his own money and he's coined it. So the places speak out that, so that, let's say you didn't pay for it yet. You buy it on credit or credit card. It's all Shiloh. You give a credit card, so you don't really pay for it yet. The money gets paid, the person doesn't get the money until later on. So you just kind of be Meshikha. So Midiraisa, you need Kinin Kesef in order to be coined. So therefore, the person in Meira that you should make sure to do Kinyan Kesef, because you don't do Kinyan Kesef, the Shiloh where there's a condition of Midrash, on Midrabanan. And therefore, you have to have a Kinyan Bein Midrash Midrabanan, and therefore, you have to make sure that you pay for the ring before you use it. If your father buys it for you, so then when he gives you the ring, you have to make sure to make a Kinyan on it. That's how you come in the ring. You do Kinyan Agba, you pick it up, you got three Tvachim, and that's the way you come in the ring. Sometimes people take their kalas to pick out the ring. Which ring do you want? And that's such a good idea because we have many shilas of, you know, they went to the store, they picked out a different ring, and then they came to the chasna, they gave the ring, and then afterwards she was, hey, this is not the ring I picked out. And it's a big shilah, but there's a schal. As if you bought the ring, you don't care which ring it is, and but if she's not, she wants a certain ring, and she gets the wrong ring, then that could be a problem. Therefore, it's not such a great idea to take your kala shopping to pick out the ring, because if you get into shaylas, if it's the wrong ring, then there's a meisa in Meisharim that is like Rebbe Shechasana, and the chassan's mother gave the chassan the ring, and by mistake, she gave the wrong ring. She didn't give the wedding ring, she gave her own ring. And then she happened 2 days later, hey, here's my ring. And like, I don't know why I took the zakat, whatever it is. But she got paid with her ring, and they realized they gave the ring to the kala. And she never really meant to give away her ring. So Meir Brown's up for Paskin that, you know, Kedushin's not chal. You have to do Kedushin again. And you only get 1 day Shever Brachas. Because she was a bula already. So you only get 1 day Shever Brachas.
Good. So within the 7 days.
What? Yeah, it was like 2 days later, chav. They realized that, hey, what's going on over here? So the kedushin not chav. What? What did he say? So it was 100, but it was actually the shayla is 100, 200, because the Rambam passes 200, because the Lozami is 200, whatever. But super, so they made them do it again. But because you have to be careful with when you pick out a ring. Rabbi Asher had a mice when they went to the store, picked out a ring. They said they got a different ring. So there, it was Mechatayas. So Rabbi Asher was Mekel. It's like a mashkin. The ring which you have is like a mashkin. You have a mashkin of other people. It works. Because you have to be careful because you better make sure you're carrying the ring. Try to make sure that you don't have any complications mixed up with the rings. Now,
when you say the credit card, you mean if the husband comes the time, he's paid for it?
Oh?
Credit card,
yeah, that's fine. It's paid for. You should make sure that's paid before the chasna. But you have to make. We'll get the actual process of the chasna soon. But you have to make sure you have edim ksheirim. You have to have people who are kashal edis. Because with. So you have to make sure the minigas, you don't take any craving, whether second cousin, third cousin, any type of craving. The minigas, you don't. You don't use any craving. If somebody's puzzled, like this, he's like about Davis, then the Allah is, and he's puzzled to be in a Kedushin. Once a country says, somebody smokes. What? No, stop. Smokes and stop. What?
Why should I pass you Davis?
Because somebody's Avery Surim, it says that if somebody's Avery Surim, so if somebody's Avery Surim, then you're in Simulam Medallion, because you missed down some members over here. If somebody's Avery Surim is a Mumar, then he's Pasalaidus. So if somebody smokes, then he's could be Pasalaidus, and you shouldn't use it. Because it's a shtus. Because without getting, I'm not pro smoking, but I was forgotten in the past, but If you don't tell me apostle Aedis is somebody like a mazid, is somebody, whoever's smoking, they think it's mutter or they think it's okay, so somebody's a shaking. It's not, it doesn't passel somebody like apostle Aedis. Yeah, all the signs would say you have an iPhone, apostle Aedis.
Sure.
What? I mean, Choshel Arayis, the Ramah passes a Choshel Arayis, Apishan Edom, Shabbal Ever, Rachoshel Ba'almas, Pasolatus, Isha. If you're Choshel Arayis, then Echonami, Pasolatus, Isha. So I imagine the signs based on the fact saying that you're Choshel Arayis, if you have an iPhone, but to say that's the Metzius, it's not, okay? But.
What about the
Gedra Machil Bashak? It's a seminary girl by my house, and she's. It's not a problem because I can't because I'm a pasulaidis anyhow. So it's not a problem. Well, the kula davar is the reason why you pasulaidis is not because it's a simen, it's not a siba. Your pasulaidis is that since you're eating a shuk and you're such a. Therefore, it shows that you're not a trustworthy person if you're pasulaidis. So, places and conditions that man has a little shuk, what means, wasn't mean that somebody's like, chobashuk. But Malach, he says, if you dafka sudas pass. Yes, so the guys are eating shwam, walking around, yes, they are pasulaidis, 100%.
Could you get out of it if you one time eat in the street? Are you automatically puzzled forever?
Some of your is true for everything, but you know, some is true for everything. It doesn't say exactly, but definitely if you eat through this pass, yes, through this pass for shuk, and that definitely passes some ladies, and that's definitely.
What does it mean shuk?
In the public place, the restaurant's not called through the shuk. Yeah, so that also seems. Yeah, the restaurant.
They put seating on the sidewalks.
What do you say? I think it's a mukim yuchid eating, it's not, then it's okay. You know, the word of achil b'shuk is, the guy's zazel himself, all grinding a shwamo. And that's considered achil b'shuk in the place, which is, you know, you're in a park, you're in a park, it's called achil b'shuk. No, that's a, you know, you make a picnic in a park. That's a mukim, which is, a mukim, which is yuchid for, then, whatever. Okay, let's go through the passage from Mecca. I mean, Edom also, like, you have to have two Edom k'sheir, so. Yeah, a lot of times I have these, Moshe Shtemberg is not Masada Kedushin by more modern societies, by Masada Kedushin, because he's Cheshish. Yeah, there's a machla by these people, they do like joke Kedushins. The last couple of years ago, so they were the Friday night suit, the Adder, the boys a little, you know, a little high, tipsy, he had a ring, and the boys and girls, it should have been like that, kids, so the girl said, oh, I like your ring. So she said, oh, you want it? She said, yeah. She goes, hurry me guestly. She gave her the ring. So somebody said, hey, you're crazy. He gave something to Shiloh. He had another ring on his hand. He gave it to her again. Everyone said, Mazel Tov. And afterwards, they realized they had a big Shiloh on their hands. And they went to Beis Din, and Beis Din was Matzuch again. What? What's the what? What's the Shiloh? Because back to everyone knows it was a joke, right? So the question is, everyone knows the joke doesn't work. So the Rashi says we don't go for something that's by Kedushin, and you can't draw, and if you see and there's a Kedushin, you don't have right to say that it wasn't a Kedushin, and you're not an Eman. The main Shiloh really is if the Edom know it's a joke, so then maybe it's a considered a casual Edom. That's sometimes that's what the Masar. There's a different mice that the. There's a whole bunch of boys there, they said truth or dare. They're playing truth or dare. It's a game, like you dare somebody to do something, and so he went with somebody here. That's just like, whatever, kids, so that might sell the best one to make. I went with truth or dare. Then. You can say, if it's clear that it's a joke, there are some batei dinim and some place going to be willing to be mako, not because we said the ishanisha, because from a casual Edom. The Edom know that it is a joke, so then maybe it's called some casual Edom, therefore it's not going to be chal. But, you know, it's definitely something which is... What? Okay, so in terms of Yachid Eden, the Gemara says, even in the Yom say Atem Ede is good. That's the Gemara Kedushim, and the Gemara is the only have to do. We're knowing from Yachid Eden, based on the Ritva, the reason why Yachid Eden is because by the Kedushim, there are a lot of different Eden, a lot of people there, people watching, and people were Psulim. So a Cheshish that maybe if you're not Yachid Eden, the other people make Psulim. So for that reason why the Minig is to go ahead and Miyachid Eidim. The Ksais, Kimidimani says, different reason why Miyachid Eidim is because if you're not Miyachid Eidim, so no one's really watching. You can have 500 people there, and no one's really watching the Kedushin. Most people aren't so close, right? You're in the back, you don't see it. You're close, you're squeezing your friend, you know, who's there? So just some Sada Kedushin, and Sada Kedushin's there, so anyhow, he's in the Lavdaki Skash Ladies. And so, no, now it's that. But Agat is a Smaiso, Shlomo Zalman was once at a Chasana, and he was in Sada Kedushin, and he saw the Eidim were. And if somebody didn't trust, he didn't like the guy's Ashkafa, So he asked the person to switch. He said he really wants to be aid, and he would have that person be Masada Kedushin, and he was the aid. Bets and Aidim are the most important people by the Hasim. They were the ones with the Hasim. Masada Kedushin is nice. Kedushin is not the main thing, and he switched with it. But anyhow, so he was only Aidim those two reasons, either because of Psulim, or because if you're not Aidim, maybe no one's going to watch. No one's really paying attention. That's why you're not Aidim. If you're not miyachid eidim avada, it's going to be kosher, and you don't have to have your eidim avada. It's not going to be miyachid. That's open Gemara. Yeah, it's a nice. So that's true. That's name miyachid eidim, and then they realized one of them was possible. So now does that mess up the whole kedusha? But a whole bunch of people there were all also saw it. So do we say that now that being the miyachid eidim is that lafuki everyone else? Everyone else is going to be possible. So Chumash is reversed, which says even though miyachid eidim. So you're able to, other people are also able to admit. Anyway, okay, we can't
finish.
What?
That's an early them.
So the Kroivim, the Rif says only if you have to be made. If you haven't made, you don't get the name. So even though you saw it, if you haven't to be made, it's not going to be... What do you say? No, a puzzle, only puzzle if you have Kabbalah Eidus. Hashem a kosher, even though you never Kabbalah Eidus, it could be a. So therefore, if you haven't have the first one kosher, but other people... The other people do it. Fine. Because what? So kids, before the class, make sure you own the ring. Make sure you have two good eidim. Mashkech, that's some ice. We used to fast every time he was eight before. So Shuvah used to fast. Listen.
And Brisk, they announce. On Kena Donish,
they announce that what?
They just say they need to eidim. On Kena Donish.
Oh yeah. Okay, so they're coming off. Okay.
Fine. What's the game? Kena Donish.
No, they're being gracious that otherwise I'll pursue them. They're showing them back and forth. They're gracious that side. And therefore, I guess go quickly through the passages of the Chasna. So you have the Chasna's Tish, they do the Ksuba by the Chasna's Tish, and Ksuba. They also do, if he didn't do Tanayim, then he did Tanayim. Afterwards, they do the Bedek. What? Afterwards, they do Bedekin. Bedekin is, according to some Shitas, that's Nisuin, but covering her. Right, so it's a big machlokes, Shamish, but discuss what they got me suing for conditions. In your first city, comes up a lot in the first parak, you can be suing for conditions, the state of Makkah, by Chopa, other places. So there are some shoes, that's an Nisuin, gets involved, this work, there's not work. We do like four different shoes for an Nisuin. Afterwards, so then they walk down, the Chas and the Kala walk down, different minhagim, whether, how do they walk down? Does the Chas walk down with the Shver and father, or with the father and mother, what should you do? Or Rabbi Yaakov says, do whatever the other side wants to do. That should be the proper minute, both of them are acceptable. And you either go down, father, mother, or father. Afterwards, so you walk down, chassan goes, and the kala goes there. Kala walks around the chassan seven times, that's api kabbalah, brought down connected, the seven rakias, you know, that you're doing the same shemayim, different reasons why you do it. There's a mice with from Zalman's spot. The lady said that she got divorced. And his chayshus didn't smell right. So he said, you know, by the Kedushin, you work around the chassan seven times. And we get divorced in a place I've been hugging, like three times, five times, seven times. How many times do you work around your husband when you got divorced? He said three. So he's like, okay, you're a liar. It's only something to do with Kedushin, I'll do it soon. Fine. Then you make the birkas. Make a brikas erison. Now, be'etzem, the bracha on the erison, Mechaber says, be'etzem, you're being moitzi the chasim and the kala. It says that, Makash isha, be'etzem, you're supposed to make a bracha. The reason why we do yeidim, Ramah Bizan, the reason why we have a shliach make a bracha, Mesach Kedusha makes a bracha, is because maybe you don't know Hebrew and it's embarrassing, you want to make the brachas, therefore the minig is. And the Ramah brings down the minig is a similar medallah that you have the Masada Kedushin make the bracha. But they're being made to you. Therefore, the chassan is supposed to be listening to the bracha. It's supposed to be paying attention to the bracha. You know, a lot of times nervous facing out, it's supposed to be listening to the bracha. And by bracha, they're being made to you. You're drinking afterwards. You have to be make sure that you're paying attention. You're paying attention to the bracha. Trying to make the brachas. Then the chassan does the kedushin. Harim mikdashik das mashav Yisrael, the basuk das mashav Yisrael. Now, when you give the ring, the eidim. Okay, first before that, the shadow whether the eidim have to see who the kala is. How they can be made. So the mabit says, yeah, they have to look at the kala, see who the kala is. Otherwise, how can you make on this kedushin? There's the avilum which says, oh, know, anyhow, if you see, you can recognize it 30 seconds later. And, you know, there are different minhagim whether you do or don't. You know, somebody told me that chaser davar salavetchik, so, you know, told Edom, look at the kala. And he said, okay, look at the kala. He said, do tshuva. But because of the different minhagim whether they know you can look and I like to look, you know, either way it's fine. You know, both minhagim are acceptable. Now, you give the ring, it's very important that the Edom are set up in the right place. Like sometimes, as you give the ring, like the tiger jumps in and takes a picture and blacks the Edom's view. And the loving Zanis and Mendes. Sicha and Luris has seen a mamish the other Lushusa, and the Lord has seen a Lord has seen a mamish the other Apisha Shamu, Shamaskashi, Behave is plenty, Achin Yotzamitach is Yodam, Ain and Kadushan, and Shiran has seen a mamish. Chuvas Rajba says that unless you see it going straight, it's not going to be considered a good Kadushan. It is a Mordechai, which is Chaylik, because it's very, very not Pashat. You know, there's very, very not Pashat, and what? They heard our Ramah says, Yisrael, Mr. Amigdash is the. She had a ring, you had a ring, now she has a ring. We don't go, well, sometimes you have seen the scene of Mamish and whatever. There is a Mordechai which is Chaylik on that. Obviously, you maybe want to say, maybe it's not Machlaikis. If you Mamish saw it, they know what's going on, and some of the know, any of you, it's going to work. But it's a big Mordechai, right? Machlaikis in the Kafasiyar and the Beishmuel, Halakha Lamaisa. And, you know, there's been many times they made them redo the good show because of it. So you have to make sure that they do it. Now, the Chassan. Even if he didn't, we said that he didn't have the right kavanas. Now that one kedusha, you know, Baruch Peres kavanas, but that kavana, kitzah etzchal, and you know, Rishiva told me like gets that all the time. You know, oh, I forgot to have kavana, but kedusha. Say etzchal, it's on Shabbalev. About he's supposed to have a mind to, the, you know, that to get married, to, the, you know, to have children. But about the etzchal, and he didn't have any major kavanas, and about the zvichah. So kids have to make sure that he didn't. See the act. They have to make sure they didn't see the action on the Sina. Then you do the Kriyas Ksuva. The Kriyas Ksuva is just a stall, basically, between the Kedushin and the Suin. That this should be a Hefsik. You make him Barbara Gavi. You make Brachas again. We have to step a Hefsik. So we have the Kriyas Ksuva in between. Afterwards, then we do the Sever Brachas. Sever Brachas of the Suin. Chavid the people. The people afterwards. What? So the Suin, there are really four different sheets with the Suin. Some people say it's Badakim, which gets in the shower before or after. Some people say the Suin is the Chuppah. The Chuppah is a Mikrinah. That's going to be the actual Suin. That's what we're being Suimach on. There's another sheet which holds it's the Yichud room. The Sfarim don't do the Naga, the only Ashkenaz do. They do it, it's the Yichud room. That's and then there's a fourth sheet that when you eat together and you have know, Abba, they say that's what the Sfarim do more. When you break the glass, everyone's, why do we break the glass by Chasana? So the place to scream, everyone, you know, what happens, everybody, it's like the happiest point, that's like the sign of the that's, it's, you know, a time of, supposed to be Zeichel Churban, and that's, you know, it should be maybe a moment of, you know, remembering Yerushalayim at that point, as opposed to everyone jumping, whatever. So afterwards, then you have the Yichud. How long do you need for Yichud? That's maker than, you know, as a second, it's okay. Yichud, it's okay. You know, we're knowing to have longer, 3 minutes, some 5 minutes, some 7 minutes. Different minhagim, how long the Yichud should be.
You know the Yichud around the Dina?
It's a lot of it's just a Rambam. There's a sheet that's a Rambam which says, Mechav brings down Samach Aleph, Kini Yishtar Rusa Chopa Afagesh Le'Nivla, Yishtar Hodover, Ha'isa Nida Vaka Kansu L'Chopa, Nisachim Le'Niki Yishtar L'Choldram. There's a sheet that's a Rambam like that, which, you know, bad some were not really chishis for it. The briskers are more chishis for it, they might, but that shouldn't be a Chopas Nida because of that, and they make sure to make the chassan that I read before, and or the chassan for the shittish ram, but guys, we're not knowing the, you know, we all that even though it's not Reh Lebiya, then in Chanami, then that would be okay.
You can give it the ring back.
What do you say? Oh, one thing about rings, so it reminds us true about a double ring ceremony, you know, by Goyim, they both give rings, but Shuva is like very misnagged against it, because it has to be, he has to give her, not, and that's kedushin. You have to give her, not she's giving you, and it gets even studying that double ring kedushin might not even be chabadi ever did studying like that. I heard a ma'isa, I didn't hear it firsthand. Rav Yashu was not make on a mamzer because of that. It was a double ring ceremony. The kedushin was a kedushin. The first night can be a mamzer. I don't know 100%. I heard it secondhand, but you know, and it's something.